You're listening to the Lone Star Gridiron Sports Network.
Here we go again, Top Texas Prospect Show in the house. We are in the offseason, but we are still going. This is Mark Henry, got my brother from another mother, Matt Davidson, in the house. Matt, we're going to Central Texas with the Top Texas Prospect of the Week, Isaiah Quentin Jackson. He's a running back at Eastview High School. That's in Georgetown, Texas. So, we're excited about this young man. He is on the cusp of blowing up. He's in the class of 2021. And we're going to take a quick break here at the beginning, bring Isaiah in with Matt. This is Mark Henry, Top Texas Prospect Show on the Lone Star Gridiron Network.
Imagine a game where you can pit the greatest Texas high school football teams of all time against each other. Before now, if you wanted to see the Permian Panthers of Friday Night Lights fame play Johnny Manziel's 2010 Kerrville squad, you were stuck with only your imagination. Not anymore. This new game allows you to play those dream matchups. 1983 Dangerfield, only allowed 8 points all season. 2015 Katy, 10 shutouts en route to their fourth straight championship appearance. 2008 Allen, their first of 5 championships in the state's largest classification. And so many more. Friday Night Legends is that game. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Friday Night Legends.
To get your copy of Friday Night Legends, the game, head over to FridayNightLegends.com.
All right, we are back. How is everybody doing? It's Matt Davidson. Got my guy Isaiah. What's up, Isaiah? How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Man, I'm glad we got you on the show. I know the other day we had some technical difficulties. We're just excited we have you on the show. You got some good huddle tape. You have a good story, and we want to tell the world about your story to let them know about you. What is your hobbies? What are the type of things you like to do besides playing football?
I like to play basketball, shoot hoops with my friends, and play some video games as well.
Nice. Are you on PS4 or Xbox?
Xbox.
Okay, I feel you. I'm on PS4, but I respect Xbox. What is your favorite game to play? Madden, 2K, Call of Duty, GTA?
Sometimes I play Fortnite and a little bit of Black Ops 3.
See, I was close. I said Call of Duty. I should have said Fortnite. Okay, so here we go. Let's talk about your grades in the classroom. Can you talk about your GPA and what kind of grades you have?
Yes, sir. I have a 3.2 GPA, and I'm an AB student.
Very nice. And you are class of 2021, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, these are for college coaches to look out for that. So let's talk about your season this past year. How do you guys feel like you were able to execute during the season on the football field?
We did pretty good executing our plays. It felt like every first down that we got of the game, we were explosive out of it. We got a few big gains or a touchdown out of those.
Very good, very good. So what are some of the things that you've been doing at home to keep yourself in shape? What kind of workouts have you been doing?
I do my workouts with the team. We do a Google Hangout. And so our coach posts our workouts on there, and we do it Monday through Friday. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays are our weights, and Tuesdays and Thursdays is our agility work.
Very nice. Very nice. Let's talk about before you got into middle school and when you were in elementary. At what age did you start playing football? When did you start?
I started playing football when I was in seventh grade.
Wow. You're a late bloomer, but you're pretty good, huh?
Yes, sir.
What made you get into football in middle school? Were you just you never played football, and or the opportunity just never came, or you just decided that in middle school that you wanted to give it a shot?
I just decided to give it a shot in middle school.
Now, did you play any other sports before that?
Yes, sir. I played basketball.
Yes, you're an athlete. I'm assuming that you're still pretty good in basketball, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you playing at your high school as well?
Yes, sir.
Very nice. See, I'm a basketball announcer, and when I'm on the mic over here at Grand Prairie High School and someone hits a three, I'm like, three-pointer! I love it, bro. Ain't nothing like a basketball game. Most lit. I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to end with this, and then we'll jump back in with Mark. If you have one realistic goal for yourself to achieve during this summer, what do you want to achieve?
I have over 1,000 rushing yards.
Very nice. Very nice. That's a good goal. That's a great goal to have, to get 1,000 rushing yards this upcoming season. Top Texas Prospect Show on the Lone Star Gridiron Network.
We are on the Lone Star Gridiron Network. We can be found on Apple, iTunes. If you have an iPhone or iPad, you can be found also on Google Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts if you have Android technology. Again, we're in Central Texas with it today. Isaiah Quentin Jackson, running back, class of 2021, Eastview High School in Georgetown, Texas. So, Isaiah, let's go off the field a little bit. You know, I know with the restrictions of being at home for COVID-19, tell the listeners who don't know where Georgetown is located, what's a day, or, you know, what do you guys do for fun in Georgetown?
We go up to the football fields, the community football field, and we just run routes, get together, do a little 7-on-7 game, do footwork.
Well, that sounds like fun. Before all of this happened, you guys kind of, you know, meet up on the weekends, go to the movies, hang out, you know, maybe go to Chili's, you know, hang out, eat and stuff like that.
Yes, sir. Sometimes we go to the mall as well, the Round Rock Outlet Mall.
Round Rock, yeah, I've been there. I've been there several times, you know, coming through Austin, man. That traffic is, ooh, it's a beast in Austin when you're going down I-35. But let's get to the gridiron a little bit. You are running back. This is your primary position. Talk about some of the running backs that you kind of model your game after, or that you like to, you know, look at, watch film on when you're not playing yourself.
I like to watch either Derrick Henry or Marshawn Lynch.
All right, you like the big power backs. I'm a big Beast Mode fan. Shout out to both of those guys, man. I was so happy when I saw Marshawn Lynch get a chance to come back and play with the Seahawks last year. That was great, man. And I enjoyed watching him play. I've always been a big fan going back to his days at University of California. What makes you versatile as well is you played on special teams. You got to return kicks and even blocked a field goal last year. Talk about some of your special team ability that you have also.
It's just our coach who puts me in the right spot where I can make plays, and he calls it, and I go do it.
Now, it takes a special skill to block a kick. So when you're lined up out wide, what are some of the keys that you're looking at? Do you look at, you know, if you get to see the kicker warm up in pregame, you know, how many steps he takes? Is there an anticipation factor? What goes into blocking a kick?
All about film. You got to study that film on when they're going up, setting the field goal, getting ready. And just looking at the steps of the outside guard.
You got it down pretty good. You know, that I had a chance to check out your tape this week, and, you know, that was one thing that jumped off at me was, you know, it's hard to block a kick, get that timing down, and then your, you know, ability to return kicks. So when you're on special teams, what are some of the things that you look for to try to get, you know, hit that wedge or hit that hole at the right point? I think Deion Sanders, one of the greatest returners in the NFL history of just football, period. I always used to say he wish everybody would just lay down and just let him run and do his thing. Talk about returning kicks.
I just wait for the good blocks to set up, and once it sets up, I see the hole, and I just hit it as fast as I can.
Well, you definitely did that. It shows on the film. One thing also that I noticed when you're running the ball out of the backfield, you get it in from the side on jet sweeps, you get it up the middle, is you're very elusive. What are some of the keys when you get in a hole that you're trying to do, you know, things that you see?
Things that I see is my guards blocking, and I follow my center, and I cut off at him.
Well, that's the way a running back is supposed to do. You get behind that guard or that tackle's big butt. That's the way they teach you, starting from little league on up. So that's a great way to do it. And then, you know, definitely your vision is one thing that sets you apart and jumped out to me on film. I do notice one thing that I really wanted to ask you about. We don't get to talk about this a lot, is hurdling. You seem to have a knack for hurdling defenders. How do you set someone up to hurdle? Is it just something that, you know, you just kind of do naturally, or, you know, have you ran track? You know, you're hurdling track, because you seem to have that down. I noticed a couple of instances, on your film this week where you were pretty good at hurdling defenders.
Well, I do long jump, and so that kind of helps as well. But also, I watch defenders up in front of me because I see their head go down. Once their head goes down, I just jump over them.
Well, I definitely saw that. I knew it had to be either a hurdler or, like you said, long jump or triple jump because, man, you have those steps down. And definitely, if anybody know, if you know anything about long jumping, there are definitely steps to it before you get to that line so that you don't scratch. Man, that's great. And you seem to have that down. Man, you got it down. And I was very impressed this week. And that's why you're the top Texas prospect show player of the week for this week. Isaiah Quentin Jackson from Georgetown, Texas, Eastview High School.
Hey, did you know that Lone Star Gridiron does mini helmets? Yeah, custom designed mini helmets that match your school. When quality and attention to detail are important, choose authentic Lone Star Gridiron mini helmets. Our library currently has hundreds of different Texas high school football teams. If you don't see your helmet, reach out to us about creating one. And hey, they make the coolest fundraisers for your booster clubs. Go to LoneStarGridiron.com and look for mini helmets on the top menu bar.
Working in the oil and gas field means you need to wear clothes that are comfortable and safe. Doesn't mean you can't be affordable and stylish as well. Check out L4FRClothing.com. Created by Brett Lee, a military veteran and a veteran of the oil and gas industry, he knows what an oil and gas worker wants to wear when they're out on the job. They want to look good, they want to feel good, and they want to be safe. And that's exactly what L4FR clothing is. Not only is it fire resistant, it's lightweight, meaning that whether you're in the cold of Alaska or the heat of West Texas, your pullover will do its job. So check out L4FR clothing at L4FRClothing.com. You can also email them at info@L4FRClothing.com.
Isaiah, this is the part of the show where we like to give the guests a chance to shout out people in their family or shout out your teammates, anybody from your school, favorite teacher, coach that have an impact in your life. Go ahead and give your shout outs. Kick them out.
I just want to shout out my football team, the coaching staff, my family, and most of all, my Lord and Savior, Jesus.
Amen. Amen to that, brother. Hey, before we let you go, I want to ask you a random question. So in Georgetown, don't they have caverns that go underground or something? They said there's supposed to be like some caves down there, like right off the highway. Right when you get into Georgetown, there's like some caverns or something.
Yes, sir. Interspace Caverns.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yes, sir. I've been there. It's pretty cool.
What's that like? Tell us what it was like.
That tunnel goes a while. It's like 2 miles, 3 miles, I think.
Good Lord. Underground? And it's all underground?
Yes, sir. And you can hear the cars above you go by.
Is it hot or is it cold down there?
There's certain points in the cave where it gets hot and then all of a sudden it gets cold.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty cool experience. That's something to do down in Georgetown. That's something that we don't have up here in Dallas. And I've heard about that, so I wanted to ask you if you've ever done that. So that's pretty sweet, man. Well, Isaiah, I just want to tell you, man, we really appreciate you giving us your time. And we're going to check in with you during the football season. And if there's anything we can do to help you out on Twitter, you know, always feel free to tag us and we'll retweet your workout videos. And then your offers that you get from colleges as well. We'll try to help you spread the word on that as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Isaiah, before you go ahead and give everybody your Twitter, your social media accounts where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at iQuentinJackson. And on Instagram, you can find me at real__Z24.
Yes, sir, Isaiah. We appreciate it so much. Do not forget, you can find us at TXTP Show on Twitter. And I am MDZGO on Twitter. And Mark Henry is MarkHen44. Correct, Mark?
Yes, sirree. On the Mark Sports, MarkHen44 on Twitter. This is Top Texas Prospect Show on the Lone Star Gridiron Network, the authority for high school football. We appreciate you joining us. That is Isaiah Quentin Jackson. For my brother from another mother, Matt Davidson, LL Mayer, and the man behind the scenes, Dan the Man, I am Mark Henry, the Top Texas Prospect Show on the LSG Network. We will bring you back next week with a new prospect from the Top Texas Prospect Show. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Top Texas Prospects Show. You can support us by subscribing to the show in your favorite podcasting platform. You can support the show by giving us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts and by sharing Top Texas Prospects Show. Our hosts are Matt Davidson and Mark Henry. produced by Laura Lehman-Yernick. Audio and technical direction by Dan Keck.